Hello, and welcome to Quest Lore, a family Lorcana podcast where each week we come to you and talk about all things Lorcana. I'm Matt.
I'm Malcolm.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jen.
And this week we are still hyped up about Ursula's return. It is 1 week until that next set comes out. As we're recording this, all the cards have been released. It's all out there. Everyone can see it. All that's remaining is a few more Enchanteds to be shown. We're going to look at some of the cards today. We're going to cover all the legendaries that are coming out in this set, and we're going to look at some of the Enchanteds. But before that, let's start out like we do every week, and let's talk about our weekly play. So how did leagues go on Sunday?
So it was kind of light this week. I think a lot of people were kind of overplayed from all the tournaments.
Sure, yep.
So I did okay. I ended up winning two, losing one. So not too bad.
So I only lost one. I won the other two. Because I was playing, like, basically, was it the Destroy, like, champion?
Who did you play? I don't know who you played.
Did you play Randy or Dave?
I played John.
Oh, John.
No.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
And, well, fun fact, me, Malcolm, and Dad actually played a 1v1v1, and Malcolm won because I'm stupid.
Because you're stupid. It's a challenging thing to do one of those multiplayer games. Like, who do you handle? Like, who do you attack? Do you need to attack people?
This is what I did. I played an Ocelot. I looked at Dad's hand. He had a Mother Knows Best, and I didn't realize that he could bounce one of his characters back. I also killed an Ocelot, so I could have seen that twice and bounced back two of Malcolm's characters.
And then after gameplay two, me and Emmett played a 1v1v1 with my sister. We're trying to get her into it, so... Juliet, if you are, listening.
If you are watching this.
Then please start playing.
Yes,
the boys
please
really
stop
want you to.
Playing.
But anyway, she ended up winning that because me and Emmett, being more experienced, were just attacking each other. And all of a sudden she had five people who quested for two out at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, oh, what happened?
I also went against Mom and I won, even though she was playing Steel Song, which beats my deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Part of this game is luck. It's random number generation. Like, who knows what you're going to get on your deck if you're going to get what you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. So I only went 1-2 then, didn't I? Because Malcolm beat me. I forgot.
I went 2-1.
That's
okay.
Right. I did go 1-2. I forgot. Because right. Malcolm did beat me.
How'd your games go, Malcolm?
My first one was against probably the best player in the store. So that went well. Was
who,
it
your father?
No. John? No, not John.
Anthony? Dave, or
I don't know
Dave?
The best player in the store.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
And
it changes every week.
I don't even remember. And then, so I lost to him. Then I beat Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Then I beat the next person.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't beat me.
Well.
Oh, wait, no, I did go against
you.
Wait,
went
no,
to
that was last
second.
No, I went 2-1 because I lost to him because I didn't get a 2-drop or a 3-drop.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Yes, so Emmett, yeah. So yes, Malcolm beat me, but then Emmett beat him.
Yeah, I didn't play any family members. I went 2-1. I was trying out a new deck, which a lot of other people were trying out too. If there were like three or four people that were on the Emerald Amethyst deck. So that was basically me just trying out different colors as we wind out this second set.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fun day on Sunday, and then yesterday. Wednesday of this past week, another local store near us, like really near us, started doing a Lorcana night. These guys were busy with rehearsal, but I went up there and I played one guy that actually had won the set championship at our store, I was able to beat him once, and then there were five of us there, and basically, we all kind of looked at each other at the end and we're like, well, instead of having one person constantly sit out, let's just all play each other at once. Ended a five-player game. So there were five of us. There were two of us doing... I switched my deck over to the Ruby Sapphire item deck. Another person was running that same deck. We had a red Amethyst Mufasa deck. Or I'm sorry, red Amber Mufasa deck. A Amethyst Steel Jafar deck. and then a red steel pirate deck. And so that was kind of crazy because you put out a character and now instead of surviving like one person's turn, it's got to survive four other people's turns and just hopefully get out there. But I was able to pull off a victory on that one by stalling the Jafar guy. And then also I played like a Tamatoa with five items out, played that and played a Lucky Dime. I was able to get like 12 lore on one turn and grab the win. So that was fun. And I got another pack of the puppy sleeves. So, yay!
Hooray!
I should put Pokemon cards into that.
Sure.
Sure. I don't know if you want to do that to your Pokemon cards. we've got... So that's essentially will be the last regular league play that we'll have prior to Ursula's return. The store isn't doing it this weekend because of Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out
yes,
there.
Yes, especially to Jen over there. She is the best mother on this podcast for sure.
Thanks, hon.
Welcome.
Sadly,
love you, babe.
Sunday, Mother's Day is also tax Sunday, sadly.
Why is that sad?
Because that means we can't celebrate Mother's Day for half the day.
For half the day.
We only have
I will be with you.
We only have basically the morning and like the end of the day.
So breakfast and dinner.
Sounds
fine to me.
So, yeah.
Plus, I love working on your guys' plays with you.
She does. She does. She's a great mom that loves to do stuff with her kids, including play Lorcana.
Yes.
This is in the theater podcast.
Right, this is in the theater podcast. But next week, our episode may be late, or maybe early, or whatever, whenever we get it out, as these guys will be super involved in their last week of rehearsals before Alice in Wonderland.
Which opens on Thursday.
Events will be, we won't be able to make most events this week, but we will definitely try to get some packs open at some point.
Yes.
To take a look at those. And we'll talk to you about it when we get them.
Yeah, and we'll for sure do a reveal podcast at some time. It just might be a little bit later than we had hoped.
Yeah, for sure. We'll work on that. Before we hop into the cards, the next big event, Lorcana-wise, besides the release of Ursula's Return, right, is the Disney Lorcana Challenges, right? They're starting in Atlanta and Lille, France, both on Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. What they did announce just today, just before this, is basically what the side events are going to look like for that. So for those that are attending, maybe you played the first day, but you didn't make it far enough, and so you've got that second day free. Or if you're just accompanying someone, like my lovely wife is right now, if we can't get her in to Chicago, there is a whole bunch of events that Ravensburger is putting on for these. They're including... they've got like some regular plays, some learn to play, a villainous challenge. They're doing a 3v3 team battle where all three members on each team, so basically three team members versus another three team members. And between your three team members, you have to cover all six ink.
Ho.
So you can't have like three steel players. You have to have a steel red, purple, blue, green,
interesting,
yellow. So it's like a six-ink challenge. They're doing some sealed drafting challenges. So you open up six packs and make your own deck. So they're doing lots of events. So if you weren't able to get a ticket, they are putting up spectator tickets as well. Those go on sale for Atlanta tomorrow, Friday. If you're listening to this, probably today. So Friday
March 10th. May 10th.
Yeah, May 10th. So if you're in the area and you like Lorcana but you weren't able to get a ticket, it's definitely something to go grab, check out, have some fun.
Or maybe if you haven't played Lorcana and for some reason you're listening to this because you love Disney games and you're just thinking about it and you love Villainous, since they have a Villainous tournament. I know that is something our family like loves Villainous. Like if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see we even made a special suitcase to hold all of our Villainous sets because we love the game so much. So
absolutely a great fun game if you love Disney.
Yes.
But enough with the preamble. Let's hop in to Ursula's Return.
Ursula will return
next week.
In a week.
Yeah, in a week. She returns.
Wait, really, opening night is when she returns?
Well, technically midnight that night, yes.
Yes, yep. So, lots of events probably going on at stores near you. Feel free to check them out. draft events, sealed events, starter deck events, maybe just your regular old league play. But you'll have new cards to play with. Always an exciting time.
That's a starter deck event.
So basically, you buy into the event. You basically buy a starter deck, and you get the pack that comes with the starter deck, sometimes another pack along with that. And you make a deck of 60 cards with the starter deck and the cards that you just got. And then everyone plays against each other using those cards.
So what if you get puppy cards in the deck? What if you get the puppy deck?
Well, you can't get the puppy deck. It's got to be the new starter deck.
Yes, the new starter deck.
But what if they did this for set three and
they hadn't, though, honey. So we're just talking about set four, okay?
I'm sad.
Why?
Why are you sad? You want to play with a puppy deck?
Yeah.
I thought you hated 99 puppies.
Still play with a puppy deck. Like, the cards are still good. You know this.
Anyways,
so apparently Emmett is going to burn all of our old cards because they're no longer worth anything when the new set comes out, because he hasn't figured out how that works. But let's take a look at some of these new set cards. We're going to start by going over all the legendaries from set four. Now, some of these we've gone over before, so they won't be surprises. Some of them they have not seen yet. So let's take a look with Ruby. So, we've seen Mulan in the past. Mulan Elite Archer shifts at 5.
And I think we knew Sisu was coming because she's like, the artwork on the cover.
This is actually a different Sisu than the one that the artwork's on the cover. They have another Sisu that's out. Let's talk about Mulan really quick. So, Mulan Elite Archer, she costs 6, is inkable, strength of 2, willpower 6, shifts at 5, quest for 2s, 2 abilities. Straight shooter, when you play this character, if you use shift to play her, she gets +3 strength. And triple shot. During your turn, whenever this character deals damage to another character in a challenge, deal the same amount of damage to up to 2 other chosen characters. So you shift this on top of it, you're doing 5 damage to someone, you can do that much damage to another 2 characters, kind of wipe out 3 characters at once with her. I think I'm definitely going to want to try this card. See if we can get like a kind of a Mulan shift package running. I think this has a really nice ability.
I'm using support on her, so she gets like 4 attack.
Yep, sure. Crap on her if you're playing with Amethyst to give her another 3 up to 5, right? So could be a really powerful card. Then the one that's new for us is Sisu.
Which is also in a different language.
Yes. I forgot about that. and I didn't grab the translation. She's an 8 cost, uninkable, strength of 5, willpower 4, quests for 3. When you play her, banish the characters with a strength of less than 2.
Yeah, yes.
So
you pay, it says you pay 6 ink to play.
That's the shift cost.
Oh, okay, all right. That's
shift for 6.
The other part is when you play her, you banish characters with a strength of less than 2. So it's a nice ability if you're playing against like
Amber,
a really kind of weaker deck like the Amber deck or like a Rush deck. Problem is that, like, the earliest you're playing her is turn 6.
Yeah.
So if you're playing against a Rush deck, odds are they've already done their damage.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty expensive at 8 on Inkable. Not super excited about this one. Anything else, guys?
I mean, the fact that she quests for 3, though, I mean, is good. But an uninkable 8 card, yeah, that's hard to keep in your hand.
Yeah, but if you're playing a rush deck, that can be scary.
It would be scary to rush decks,
Board, for sure, yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the next ones. So we've got Amethyst. Mm-hmm. We've seen both of these, but these are the enchanted versions got up on the YouTube version of it. You've got the Ursula Sea Witch Queen, strength of 4, willpower 7, inkable 7 cost, shifts at 5. 2 abilities of now I am the ruler whenever this character quests, exert chosen character, and you'll listen to me. Other characters can't exert to sing songs. She quests for 2, I believe. This was like revealed in a TikTok video. So the person just held up the card instead of like giving an image on the computer. So that's why you see a nice fingernail that does not come with the card.
Oh, man.
The other card is Yensed, another enchanted. It's a 2 cost inkable. Strength of 1, willpower 3, 2 abilities, timely intervention. When you play this character, if you have a character named Magic Broom in play, you may draw a card. And then Arcane Study, when you have 2 or more brooms in play, this character gets +2 lore. Normally, quest for 1. So we've talked about
which
these
is,
before.
Yeah, with the two-cost card is crazy.
Yeah. So for
kind of like Pyro Piglet.
Right.
Yep. You know, the only difference really between it and Pyro Piglet is you get to draw a card.
Yeah.
And it doesn't die. It has a little bit more willpower, so it doesn't die right away.
Right.
And it has to be brooms.
Yeah. If you have the brooms, you're using maybe the broom locations. Like,
Nate,
I think it'll...
Butterfly?
Yeah.
Mealabelle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Malcolm used to actually play a broom deck.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. No, I never did. In set one.
You did not, buddy.
Oh. There was no broom deck in set one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one broom.
One single broom.
So that means you didn't play a broom deck, you used
I
one single broom.
I played a broom.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
If you get that Yenton card, are you keeping it?
I don't think so.
The art's not, I mean, it's cool, but like,
It's cool, I'm not in love with it, and I really am more for Sorcerer Mickey. He's my guy. Yenton's okay. But the interesting thing, so they also released the image of what the card will be for the set championship for this link. Now, we had thought maybe they would go back to set two. They are going to use a card from set four, specifically because this is Ursula's set. So this will be the set championship card for this one, which is another copy of Ursula, the Sea Witch Queen. So she will be the first card to have essentially three enchanteds. Are two enchanted.
Okay.
Though I guess
she has an enchanted set one.
Well, I mean the same
this
card.
This exact same card.
This exact same card, right? So there'll be three.
There'll be three different versions. So there's three versions of the card: two enchanted and one just regular legendary.
Yep. So this will be what everyone will be playing for, much like the Rockstar Stitch. It will now be the Ursula Sea Witch that everybody will be trying to get.
So
for
did
your
they release how many would be getting this at the tournaments?
No, they just released this. The thought is it'll probably still be the same.
With the mat too.
Probably the same setup as before, but they just released this image.
Cool.
Looking at our next one, we've got the Emerald one. So two here. So the first one we've seen before, Diablo. This is his enchanted version. It's a 3-cost uninkable, strength of 2, willpower 2, shifts by discarding an action card, has evasive, quest for 1. And special ability, circle far and wide. During each opponent's turn, whenever they draw a card, while this character is exerted, you may draw a card.
The other one's a French 2 dead.
I know, but I remembered what this one was before I grabbed it, so I believe this is actually German.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is Hades, Foul Player. It's a 4-cost inkable, strength of 3, willpower 3. And then has the special ability, I don't remember the name of the special ability, but when you tap your card, basically, what you do is you banish one character of yours on board that you have in play. And then you can play any other character with the same name from your hand to the board for free. So it's kind of like a weird way of shifting a card, except it works with all of them. You don't have to... They don't have to say shift, and you don't have to pay ink. So
it makes something shippable that's not shippable.
Right. So you say have Emerald. So let's say Ursula. Mm-hmm. Right. There's at least one 2-drop Ursula, the one that you put down. You see the person's hand, and then basically it sits there because it only has a strength of 1, willpower 3, and it just sits there. Right. Mm-hmm. It can quest for 1. It doesn't do anything special. But now you play this on turn 4, and then on turn 5, you activate his ability. You banish that Ursula, and then you can play out those big 8-drop Ursulas from Amethyst for no ink.
I was going to say you could do the same if you do play it with Ruby. Mio deck.
You play with any of the green cards, so if you got like a...
when you're playing against...
But I don't understand what that has to do with this card.
If you're playing against a Mio deck, this would be OP.
That's what I don't understand how.
Because then instead of just branching your character, you can branch
it. No, it has to be your character.
It has to be your character.
Your character.
Oh, I thought it was the opponent.
You're banished your own character to replace it with any other character with the same name of the character that you banish.
Yep. So you're playing with steel, you can do it with the Robin Hood or with the mm-hmm. Beast, or so there's lots of little abilities that could work with this card. The only problem is, right, it's a little slow. It kind of reminds me of the Mickey Mouse Trumpeter mm-hmm. from last set. At least this one's inkable, that one wasn't. It can die to a lot of things, right, to Smash, to a lot of the steel songs, to, you know,
Madame Medusa
can kill it. So you got to get that ability off, like, right away, and pretty much count on only being able to do it once. All right, let's look at our next ones. We've got over into Sapphire. We've got first the Queen Diviner. She's inkable 3 cost, strength of 3, willpower 3, and then has a special ability, consult the spell book, you tap her, you look at the top 4 cards of your deck, you may reveal an item card and put it into your hand. If that item costs 3 or less, you may play it for free instead, and it enters play exerted. Put the rest at the bottom of your deck in any order. So basically a card that lets you play an item for free if it costs 3 or less. So if you get an item, right?
So kind of like the Ariel thing-ish.
Kind of like Ariel, yeah. That's pretty much very similar, except you can keep using her, and she does have to survive her turn, so the earliest you can use her ability is on turn 4.
Right.
But it is a way to kind of look for your items. That is the enchanted version. They do have... The non-enchanted version is in Italian. And threw me for a loop because in Italian, the queen is just Regina, which is the name of the evil queen from Once Upon a Time. And so I was like, are they including Once Upon a Time names in these? And like, is this a new name of a person now that we had? Like, they're going to have multiple names. And anyways, confused me, and now I know.
Knowing is half the battle.
That's right. The other one is Triton, Champion of Atlantica.
Was this made by Citizens of Volcano?
No.
No.
I just forgot to delete stuff from last time, buddy. It's a 9 cost. Anyways, Triton, Champion of Atlantica, a 9 cost inkable, strength of 7, willpower of 9, shifts at 6, quest for 3, and has the ability Imposing Presence. Opposing characters get -1 strength for each location you have in play.
Oh.
So it's something that kind of can make up locations a little bit more playable. If you got like McDuck Manor over in Sapphire on play, got that there, sure. And this makes it really hard to even get rid of those locations if you've got it.
Yeah, and that the queen also is really going to be helpful in that Tomatoa deck.
Yep.
For sure.
It's something to easily find those items you're looking for.
I feel like Triton should only be like 8, not 9 is a lot.
It is, but you
it
can
is,
shift
but him. Not only is he shiftable in blue, like blue is usually an ink ramping deck.
Yeah, you're usually ramping up an ink, so you should. Like yesterday, I played Red, Ruby, and Sapphire, and I was at like 18 ink by the time I finished the game. So
Ruby and Sapphire.
I played Be Prepared on turn 4. It was fun. Looking at our next ones, we're over into Amber. we're going to cover the one that did not make Gen Gas first. We've got Mickey Mouse Musketeer Captain. It's a 7 cost uninkable, strength of 3, willpower of 6. He's a musketeer and a captain. He shifts for 5. He has bodyguard and support. And then the special ability, Musketeers United. When you play this character, if you use shift to play him, you may draw a card for each character with bodyguard that you have in play. So if you're playing a bodyguard deck,
nice.
You could really kind of manipulate things with him. Mm-hmm. Notice the training wheels are kind of starting to come off. You just said has bodyguard and support, does not tell you what those things are. Uh-huh. So it's just expecting you to know them now.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that as captain, but I always like think of that being like pirate captain.
Sure, sure.
It's weird,
but he's the captain of the Musketeers.
Yep.
I know, it's just weird to me.
Sure, I get it. The other one is the enchanted version of Cinderella.
Do you see what that says, Malcolm?
Yeah.
What she sings for?
Melody Weaver. It's a 5 cost inkable, strength of 1, willpower of 5, singer 9.
And we know there's all those new big songs in there.
Yep.
But
she can't quest
sing
for 2.
Any of those 10.
No, but you only need her with one other person to sing.
Yeah.
So.
And has a special ability, beautiful voice. Whenever this character sings a song, your other princess characters get +1 lore this turn.
Yeah.
So if you're playing with a princess deck, right, you can use her. To sing and sing and sing away.
Yeah.
So if you have maybe even a deck that could like re-ready her after she sings, and then she can sing another song, then they get plus two lore, because whenever she sings a song, they get plus one.
Wow.
So you could really multiply up the lore on that one. So kind of a cool card. Definitely a beautiful enchanted
yes,
card.
Yes, very pretty enchanted. What, Malcolm?
What?
Switch to steal song.
We don't have enough cards for you to switch to steal song, Malcolm. But you could do a musketeer deck though. Like a bodyguard deck.
Well, let's.
I was joking.
Well, I'm not sure. Let's take a look at the last ones, the steel ones. There might be something that will pique your interest.
No, Piglet!
Sturdy swordsman.
Let's cover Piglet first.
He's a
guess.
Hero. Wow.
So there's Piglet, sturdy swordsman. It's a 5-cost uninkable, strength of 3, willpower 5, resist plus 1, quests for 3, ability not so small anymore. While you have no cards in your hand, this character can challenge ready characters.
Oh, wow. That could be
kind
really
of like
useful.
A mini Cinderella Stouthearted, almost in some ways. Like, not as strong, a little bit less resist. And its ability triggers when you don't have any cards in your hand. It's a nice little fun artwork of Piglet dressed up with a strainer hat, a little picket fence shield, right? A little baseball bat type, like, wooden sword thing going on. It's a really cool card. Not all the enchantments have been revealed. There is actually 18 enchantments now per set. No longer just 12. They upped it to 3 for each color. So there's a good chance that this will end up being enchanted as well. The other card, the other enchanted for steel, is Donald Duck Buccaneer. Cost
not
4
enchanted,
is
legendary.
Thinkable. It's a legendary. Strength of 3, willpower 4. He's a hero, a pirate, and a captain. His special ability is boarding party. During your turn, whenever this character banishes a character in a challenge, your other characters get plus 1 lore this turn.
Nice.
So that could be a nice new way to kind of double up your lore on things. Mm-hmm. If you're making a pirate deck work, right, you move him to the Jolly Roger the same turn he comes out. He attacks people right away. Sneaky lore that all your other characters are all of a sudden going to be buffed up by an extra lore pit this turn.
Yeah. So. And then putting him with Smee, too.
Sure.
So
Smee's questing for 3.
Yeah.
Not getting damage when he quests. So,
yeah.
Man, lots of abilities here.
Interesting. So maybe you could try that pirate deck, Malcolm.
Malcolm's gone slightly speechless. He loves the Piglet. He loves Pirate Piglet. And so this.
And now he has Hero Piglet.
Swordsman Piglet is Sword Fighter Piglet.
We'll see. Pirate Piglet's Amber, so he can't. Maybe he'll do another Amber Steel deck, but just not a
different type of Amber Steel. There, I feel like there are so much more possibilities now with this new set. It's definitely opening some stuff up. So those, I believe, are all the legendaries from this set. We've got a few more cards I want to cover that you guys have not seen. These are all cards that I think we'll see some amount of play, or at least testing. Our first one is Gaston, Despicable Dealer. He's a 3-cost uninkable, strength of 2, willpower 4, quests for 1. But the special ability is Dubious Recruitment. You tap him, you pay 2 less for the next character you play this turn. So kind of a double Cluedo or a double Lantern. If you can use him more than once, that's really awesome. But 3-cost uninkable is going to be a little bit expensive, but that's pretty good ability.
Right. But it's going to be hard in the Princess Song deck, though, in a Steel Song, because, like, you already have so many uninkables, so it's going to be hard to want to put him in.
Yeah, it's going to be, I feel like there are going to be some definitely tryouts of him, because Pluto was popular, Lanterns have been popular, this is a similar ability. It costs less than the Hearts of Atlantis, I think, was a 4-cost that did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This just has to survive in order to use it. Let's look at next one. We've got Donald Duck,
Musketeer
Soldier. It's a 3-cost inkable, a Dreamborn Hero Musketeer, strength of 2, willpower of 3, so the cost of basically the 2-cost bodyguards right now. It has bodyguard, quest for 1, and then has a special ability, Wait for Me. When you play this character, chosen character gets plus 1 lore this turn.
I'm dreaming.
So it is a way of kind of getting some sneaky lore in, because someone might have been only accounting for 1 extra lore, and now you're getting 2. This is a very, very cool card.
I love this a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very great art. So this could definitely see some play just because that ability to get lore unexpected that the opposing player can't deal with is always great.
And again, like with the bodyguards, like I mean, I'm really seeing the musketeer bodyguard thing that people were trying to make work a couple months ago. Like, they are definitely, like, ramping that up. I definitely feel like that deck is going to see some more play.
Yep.
Pirate Pickler with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him another thing on
not
turn three.
Not Pirate Pickler.
With Pirate Pickler. With Pirate Pickler. If you play Pirate Pickler on turn two and then this be your third character on turn three, Pirate Pickler's now questing for four, not just three.
And if you exert him as bodyguard, then Pirate Pickler can't Pickler be attacked.
Yeah. So...
Oh, man,
I missed tonight. Yeah, that's it's one of the reasons I figured, this could actually work for Malcolm.
Yeah.
Let's look at our next one.
Also, I love the yacht.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Fortisphere.
What is
I believe this is a Lorcana exclusive. It is a one-cost inkable item, two abilities, resourceful. First, when you play this item, you may draw a card. So it's kind of like Popsicle.
Okay.
Right? So here's another tool for the Steel Blue Popsicle type deck, or really for any steel deck, because you know it's an easy way to draw a card. It basically gives you one less card in your deck to look for. But its ability is Extract of Steel for one ink and banishing this item. Chosen characters of yours get bodyguard until the start of your next turn. So basically, you can make any character a bodyguard for a turn using this. So
it replaces itself.
Replaces itself. You can make anybody a bodyguard.
Yeah, I can see that getting some play.
Not bad.
And this big ball that this is kind of inside of this thing, that's actually supposed to represent, like, steel ink.
Oh.
Like, we're seeing kind of these, like, balls being inserted into some things and representing the ink that's there.
I wonder if we're going to make one of those for, like, each color. Because there's a lot of bodyguards in steel. Like, maybe, like, Sapphire will have something to do with ink.
Yeah, Amber and Steel are definitely the two bodyguard guns. So this fits right in with them, so banishing an item.
Yeah, right. Interesting. I could see this possibly getting some play. I feel like this would be really nice in a draft, too.
Yeah, for sure, because you're drawing your card and you're protecting some of your higher questers, so yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when challenging is a lot more frequent in drafts.
Right.
Because it's a one-top item.
Yeah, and it's inkable.
Yes, so you can play it.
I think this will definitely, everyone will be keeping this in a draft, or at least they should, in my opinion.
Popsicle 2.0.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to our next one. Okay, this is a song. It's in French.
I flatten them.
It translates loosely, I believe, to I find them, I flatten them. It's a four-cost inkable. Basically, when you sing it or play it, you banish all items.
I need this! I need this against Tomatoa Dex.
It is a be prepared for items. So it says all items, so it's including your items too. So if you are playing an item deck, you're going to hurt yourself. But most steel, except for that last item that we just saw, right? You don't see a lot of steel items being used. But now if you don't want to play an item deck and you know your opponent, you know you're going to run into them, this can level up.
And it's inkable. So then if your opponent isn't playing an item deck, you can still ink it. So
I
like this a lot. This, because that's the one thing about the Steel Song deck up to now, is it had no abilities, I think, to get rid of items.
Well, that's the only one that has abilities to get rid of items. You can put stuff in. You can put Benja, Baroness.
Oh, that's right. But once they're out. Like, Benja's the only one, I think.
There's a beast that no one really plays because it's kind of more expensive. It's like a five cost that can get rid of an item. And there's an action called Break that can get rid of an item that just no one plays. But it had Benja. Now it also has this.
Okay.
Right?
So this is I like this a lot for my deck. This will be very helpful. It doesn't ramp up ink fast enough. And a lot of their characters aren't
big ol' butts.
When you play this, does it also count if, like if you're playing this in a tournament and you play this, does it count as everything?
All items.
Yep. Everybody. Yes.
Just like grab your swords.
Everybody in the match items, everybody in the tournament.
Come on, you know that's not right.
But most importantly, it features more donkeys. skipped over that part. You need dancing donkeys. In fact, I think if you're going to play this card, I think you're required to dress up like a donkey
and do the dance.
So for the whole thing.
The hips, dance. You gotta have the hips. Donkey hips. Donkeys are known for their hips.
Yeah, so this is for sure. And it's an uncommon, so it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to play any items in the draft, because there's probably going to be a few copies of these
mm-hmm.
that will be passed around. Let's look at our next one. It's Tuck-Tuck, Lively Partner. It's a three-cost inkable.
Ooh, evasive.
Strength of 2, Willpower 3, evasive. Special ability, quest for 1. Special ability, Honor Roll. When you play this character, you may move him and one of your other characters to the same location for free.
Ooh, nice.
The other character gets plus 2 strength this turn.
Ooh.
So let's...
Good for attacking deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's already evasive, so that's already kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Definitely want to grab him during a draft because evasive is great.
Mm-hmm.
Locations aren't that great in evasive, but there is one location, right, that I'm thinking immediately with this, the Snuggly Duckling.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggly Duckling, right, when you're at it, if you attack from it, if you have 3 or more strength, you get 1 lore just for attacking someone. If you have 6 or more, you get 3 lore for attacking mm-hmm. someone. So this is buffing someone up, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can move a goat if you're playing with Amethyst, or if you're playing with Ruby, you've got that Mulan, right? You buff her up.
Mm-hmm.
Attack with this from the Snuggly Duckling. You're getting like 3 lore. You're doing multiple damage to people. Tuck-Tuck, I think, is going to be a good card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up next.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Pegasus. I love Pegasus. Put through this one in because I think it's going to work in Emma's current deck. So this is Pegasus Cloud Racer, a 5-cost inkable Floodborne. Ally shifts for 3, is evasive, quests for 2, strength of 3, willpower 3, special ability, Hop On. When you play this character, if you use shift to play him, your characters gain evasive until the start of your next turn.
So everyone.
All your characters.
If I have, like, a bunch of poor small folks, I'll just be amazing.
Yep.
Also, Emmett, you realize the baby Pegasus?
Is a 1-drop, right?
Yeah, so I can, like, shift him.
Yeah, onto the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm
gonna
go. Now I'm a big boy.
I'm a big horse. Or then the other baby's like, I'm a baby horse. No, I'm a big horse.
I'm a baby. No, I'm a big boy.
It just makes me think of, like, you know, like when he's, like, you know, like kicking people in the movie. Like, yeah.
So this is also uncommon, right? The baby Pegasus was common, so you're doing draft. Odds are you're running into him.
If you see one of these, like, grab it, because there's a very good chance you'll see a baby since it's common.
Yep, you'll see that baby. Oh, look at that cute little baby. And then I got the man home. Yeah! Move on. Next, we've got
cool Flynn
Rider, Frenemy. It's a 2-cost inkable, strength of 2, willpower of 2. Quest for 1 has the ability Narrow Advantage. At the start of your turn, if you have a character in play with more strength than each opposing character, gain 3 lore. So, it's Ruby, right? Yeah, Maui. We got Maui. We got Maleficent, Dragon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We've got Maui. The strongest characters in the game. Like,
wow.
that this could be, like, a huge swing in lore, right?
Wow. I think this is the first.
And it's inkable?
Yeah.
I think this is the first 2-drop that is super rare.
That I don't know. I think we've
And it's at the start of your turn.
Yeah. So it waits a turn to get through this.
Yeah.
But the person you're playing against can see what's coming and, like, can try to do something to stop it.
Yeah.
But you're talking about removing, like, big bodies like Maui. If you're Steel Song, right, you've got, if I don't tap him, if I don't attack him, if I leave him protected, you've got Along Came Zeus.
Yeah,
that's all you can do.
Or like 2, like maybe, yeah, that's it. Like,
yeah, you have to play 3 of your other songs. Yeah. Or if you have 5 characters, you can do Strength of Raging Fire.
Right.
But otherwise,
boom, or one of the new big songs.
Or, you know what, you can just attack him.
Yes.
You just kill him, right?
You just kill him with, because if you have a sword, then he goes away anyway. Yeah. So he's not invincible.
No.
But
it is something you, once he comes on board, oh no, I have to deal with him right now or my opponent gets 3 free lore.
Yeah. Kind of like when someone puts a piglet out.
What if you just
or an Arthur out.
What if you just said request for someone? Yeah, I never do any of those things in my
Well, that's the thing. You would never quest with him, and, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't quest with him, so that would
he could still get killed by Smash because it's not like he has.
Get killed by things, sure. Unless you have some ability to give him ward, right?
Sure.
So you're playing him with Sapphire. Maybe.
But his sword still gets rid of him.
And
so.
Then the next card gives him ward.
No. Next card does not give you ward. But, there, you know, people like playing Ruby and Sapphire to get up to really high volumes. And then there are cards in Sapphire that give your character ward. So there is a way to kind of get use this card to a bigger advantage. Stop whispering.
Okay. I can't hear you.
No, I'm just asking. I'm at first.
Okay. Well, let's look at our next one. This was our last one. This is Noi, Acrobatic Baby. It's a 4-cost inkable. Strength of 4, willpower 4, quest for 1, special ability, fancy footwork. Whenever you play an action, this character takes no damage from challenges this turn. So singing songs is an action, any other action song, action card is an action. So you can play, have someone sing like Friends or any other song, and all of a sudden this baby can attack you.
And it takes no damage.
It takes no damage. It's just a baby that comes up and kicks you right in the face.
And then just runs away.
And then just runs away and goes, I'm going to get rid of my baby horse. And the baby horse goes, yay, I get to get rid of my baby. And then the man horse comes on, no, you don't let no baby ride you. And the baby goes, yeah, I'm going to ride the baby horse. And they fly away. And the man horse is like, no, I can't do anything because he takes no damage. I wanted to kick the baby.
But it's only when you sing a song, because apparently singing a song gives her, like, this crazy ability.
Yes.
Because apparently she loves music.
Yes. Loves, well, it's any action. It's so any you can play action. You can play Smash, right? That works.
Sure.
And then this baby just becomes this kung fu expert that likes to ride horses in my imagination.
No, she rides Tuk Tuk.
Sure, ride Tuk Tuk. If you want to keep it to the same movie, sure. I like that the baby is riding baby horse.
Sure, so, that would be hilarious.
Its name is Acrobatic Baby.
So again, as we've asked before, if anyone does have any artistic abilities out there, I would love to see some artwork of Noi riding on top of Baby Pegasus. So if you would love to draw that for us and then email it to us, we will feature it on one of our future YouTube videos. And that email is
questlorequestions@gmail.com.
Questlorequestions@gmail.com.
I would rather see the baby kicking the band horse in the face.
Well, make it like a little comic strip. So kicking a man in the face and then riding away with the baby Pegasus.
Man horse. I don't want just a man. I want a baby kicking a horse.
You want it so wait. So we're going to have Maximus and the baby kicking Maximus in the face and then riding away on baby Pegasus.
Yes.
That is the artwork we are looking for.
Yeah.
Yes. Let us go all the way to Gib without his laughing. We want the baby.
We want Noi. I want a comic strip. I want Noi just kicking, even though I love Maximus, kicking Maximus in the face with the spittle coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And then in the next comic strip, to see her jumping over to baby Pegasus and then just flying away with a smile on her face. Like sucking her thumb, I feel like, is what should be happening.
Yeah, it's a kicking and suck.
Right?
Gives him a kicking and then just goes on sucking her thumb while it rides away into the sunset
on baby Pegasus.
Okay, so that was all the cards. That we're going to go over for this week. That was a bunch of cards. There are so many more cards out there.
Yeah, these aren't all of them. These are just the ones that Dan wants to show us.
We've gone about through maybe like a fifth of them altogether, right? There's over 200 cards per set. We can't cover them all. There are plenty of podcasts out there that will sit there and talk your ear off on them. So feel free to give any of them a listen. They're all great content. You can look any of them up. You can go to Mushu Report. You can go to Lorcania. They're all listed there. If you want to take a look at these, I'm sure they'll be up soon in the app, and they'll be up soon on Dreamborn. I don't think Dreamborn has them all yet, but they're all coming. So feel free to take a look at those. Start planning your decks out. Set comes out next Friday, May 17th. Be excited, because it's going to be a great time. Guys, what are you guys looking forward to from everything we've looked at?
I want an action that's noisy. That's called the Noi Kick kicking.
I just want that Cinderella so bad, and because she's a legendary, I know it's going to be so hard to
new
find her.
Pilot Piglet.
He's not a pirate.
He's a hero.
He's a hero. He's not a captain. He's just a hero. No. I mean, not just a hero, but he's a hero, not a captain. He's not a pirate.
You Kung Fu Baby.
The Kung Fu Baby, very good. But there are so many, like, new things. I'm like maybe hero decks can be a great thing. Maybe the broom deck works. I don't think it works. spoiler, I think the brooms are all still kind of bad. And no matter what you do with Yensed, Sorcerer Mickey, and the Wayward Sorcerer, just aren't going to make a playable. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't think they're good enough. I think there are better cards that you want to use. But people are going to try it. Hell, we might still try it. Right, I think you got Aggressive getting some love. You got Emerald doing a whole bunch of new crazy things.
Songs are just gonna be nuts.
Yeah.
And with the new Sing Together feature.
Yeah.
That's gonna be cool. That's gonna be something that's gonna be hard to pull off in a draft though.
Yeah, I would not. If you were drafting, I would not grab. I will. Okay. Let me reverse this way. I would not grab the Sing Together songs to help you win the draft. Now, I don't remember their ratings, but if any of them are over rare, yeah, sure, grab them. They're super rares and legendaries. And you need to
or if that. They're inkables. Because, I mean...
Well, I guess not real legendary. But, or if they're inkables, yeah, sure. But odds are you're not going to be able to use them, and you're not going to want to give up a full turn of all your characters in order to play that. I mean, unless you happen to grab that Cinderella off the first turn, then sure, yeah, grab them. You've got a singer.
Yeah.
She can sing them. But I think it'll be interesting to see how much they're used. I know, I think one of the better ones is the Ruby one. Mm-hmm. That's like a 6-cost inkable, so it's already fairly low, and it just removes 2 lore from your opponent and gives you 2 lore. It's like a 4-lore swing.
Yeah.
That you can just be sung. I mean, and the Tremaines can sing that. Mm-hmm. Any of the ladies in the chairs can sing that.
But we don't have ladies in the chairs for the draft.
No. So Madame Medusa, Lady Tremaine, and Yzma are all like sitting down on their card work. So it's like all three of these ladies that do stuff. And they're all like.
And they're detrimental.
In these ruby amethyst decks. Yeah. And they're all removed something from the board. So it's like it's this weird board meeting.
these villains
sitting around like, how are we going to remove stuff?
And like they're not even the good villains. They're like the
Yzma is a great villain.
Known villains. Like Yzma known more than.
They're not the money villains.
They're not the money villains. Yeah. And maybe that's why. Like they got together. Like they're like nobody knows who we are. We're gonna have this meeting about why nobody knows who we are. We're just gonna take them all out when we play Lorcana. We're just gonna get rid of them.
The Council of the Forgotten.
Yes.
Lady villains. Yes. So it's just ladies and chairs.
I'm just imagining something.
What are you imagining? Another drawing?
I'm imagining 3 noise. No, I'm thinking.
Okay. All right.
That's enough of that. Let's move on to everyone's favorite segment, Disney Trivia.
Trivia.
With all the chaos coming.
Yep, and from the Disney's Wonderful World of Trivia board game, let's get started right away with a question that we're not going to get. What is the Enchanted Kingdom in Maleficent called?
Timmyland.
No, I know this. I just gotta remember it.
Have you actually seen this movie?
No.
Oh, no, but it's used in Sleeping Beauty.
I think it's the one.
I don't remember though.
It's the Boars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. In 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Where do the Dalmatians find shelter from a terrible blizzard?
A con.
A barn.
Yeah, it's a barn. It's 101 Dalmatians. How did they fit in the car?
It's a barn.
Remember? Captain Tibbs.
I thought it was the truck.
No. That's way after the snowstorm. The barn, remember where they all get milk from the cow and then they all fall asleep?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Next question. In what city does the title character live in the film Christopher Robin?
London?
London, yeah.
Yeah.
Italy.
Italy's not a city. It's a country.
More geography. Where does the 2007 film Ratatouille take place?
Paris.
Paris. That is correct.
That's right. Good job on that. What country is Paris in?
Germany.
Nope. Malcolm, what country is Paris in?
He was so confident in that answer.
Malcolm.
Paris, France.
France is correct. Thank you. It's okay. You're only in third grade. We forgive you.
All right. Next, in Dumbo, what did Dumbo's mother originally name her newborn son?
Isn't it Baby Jumbo?
Yeah, Baby Jumbo.
Close. It's Jumbo Jr.
Oh, Jumbo Jr. That's right.
What if Noi, the acrobatic baby, wrote Jumbo Jr.
Wrote Dumbo away instead of Baby Pegasus?
Tell her she kicked Dumbo.
No, we don't kick babies.
Wait, hold on. Baby, so if a baby kicks me...
That's fine. But you don't have a baby kick another baby.
But,
no. Wait, can I kick the baby?
No! Babies don't get kicked.
What if they didn't sing a song or play an action?
What? Then Noi can't kick and run away. He kicks and then goes, owie!
Anyways, let's.
Was that the last question?
That was the last question. That was five questions.
Wow, that was fast.
You guys did good this time. Okay, that brings everything to a close. If you enjoy all this talk about baby kicking, feel free to rate, like, subscribe, follow us. We are, as an audio podcast, on all major platforms. If you wish, hey, I wish I could see the cards that are about kicking babies.
Not kicking babies, it's a baby kicking other thing.
All right, sorry. This baby kicking card. You can check out a YouTube version of us on YouTube. You can just search for Questlore on there. If you are watching on YouTube and say, man, I can't stand looking at baby kicking cards, you can listen to an audio version available on all major audio podcasts.
Which, honestly, like I don't know why you wouldn't want to watch us on YouTube, because at least once an episode, you get to see our dog, so.
Yeah, that's true. Our dog, not kicked by a baby.
No.
If you have questions about baby kicking, you can email us at questlorequestions@gmail.com. The questions do not have to just be strictly baby kicking. They can relate to anything. Kicking anything, really.
Or anything Lorcana.
Or anything Lorcana, including kicking Lorcana. We hope you've enjoyed this kicking good time. I'm going to be saying that the rest of the night. We've had fun. Hope you did too. We will talk to you next time on Questlore.
And Oswald the Lucky Rabbit for Lorcana!